There are eigenfunction solutions that solve this Schrödinger equation. So here I've written it as a time-dependent Schrödinger equation. And these are plane wave solutions. This is a plane wave moving in the positive x direction. And first, I check to see that these are eigenfunctions of the translation operator. So I take this solution, I apply the translation operator that translates me some distance a, and then I can pull out the e to the ika like this, and I get the same wave function back times some complex number. So this is an eigenfunction of the translation operator, and I want the dispersion relationship, so I take the solution and I put it into the wave equation. And when I put this in, then on the left side, I take the derivative. I've got I h bar. I get another factor of I omega. So I get I and omega like that from the derivative. And that should be equal to minus h bar squared over 2m. And now I take the derivative with respect to x, and that will give me, the first derivative gives me an ik, and the second derivative gives me another ik, so I get k squared. And I had two i's, so the two i's cancel this minus sign, and I now see I took the derivative with omega. I forgot the minus sign when I brought it down, so I've got a minus here as well from the bringing the omega down. So I have a minus sign and two i's, so this cancels away as well. And I get h bar omega equals h bar k squared over 2m. And this is the energy. So for just kinetic energy, the dispersion relationship for electrons is parabolic. Is this parabolic function. And we should compare this to phonons. For phonons, if we did the same thing, I'll write here energy as h bar omega. For phonons, it's linear, and for electrons, it's parabolic, like that. So there's a different dispersion relationship for the phonons and for the electrons, and it has to do with the fact that the electrons have a mass. So if it has a mass, then the kinetic energy goes like k squared.